Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do think that there is a legitimate debate around Kyle Tucker versus Cody Bellinger. And I just want to say this because people seem to, like, there's the two nuances of the debate. And it's either, well, Cody Bellinger is the better fit, which I fall into that camp a little bit. I fall into the camp, I guess we'll just say it right now, I prefer, not expect or, you know, I know they'll take the lesser contract. I prefer Cody Bellinger for the New York Yankees over Kyle Tucker. I do. I think that would be the smarter and better move from the New York Yankees. Kyle Tucker is the better offensive player. There's no doubt. He's the better offensive player. I don't think anyone would argue that. But there are talks about him getting $400 million. $400 million to play a position that he doesn't play now. He's a natural right fielder. He hasn't really moved around much. He's going to be playing left field for the Yankees because they have a right fielder. And yes, he's a better offensive player, but he is not twice the player that Cody Bellinger is. Not twice the player. And because of price point and the idea the Yankees don't have a center fielder, Cody Bellinger can play center field. He can play first base if you ever do move Ben Rice to catcher, at least catch Ben Rice at some sort of significant level. He can play every position of the outfield. He's already worked here in New York. He's going to get half the contract, maybe overall, and year to year, maybe 10 to 12 to 13 to $14 million less per year that the Yankees can go spend. And you have to recognize that whether you like it or not, that this ownership group is not, I don't think the $300 million final tax threshold is like a be-all, end-all, and they won't go over it. They went over it last year. And I think they're willing to go over it, and Hal Steinbrenner is willing to go over it to an extent. I don't think he's going to blow past it and have a $400 million payroll, but the payroll is significant here because, to me, when your answer is, I want the better offensive player, here's my question to you. Here's my question to Yankee fans who seem to think you need the better offensive player. The offense wasn't good enough in the postseason. I don't care about the idea they led the American League in runs scored. I don't care about all that. It's all a bunch of nonsense. The playoffs showed you who they are, and they're a bad offensive team. And I admit they didn't hit in the postseason, although the pitching was much more of a determining factor than typical. Typically, in these playoff losses, you can point almost exclusively to the offense. This year, the pitching didn't do them any favors either. But sure, the offense needs to be better. And I've talked about my plan of getting more contact and building a deeper bottom of the order. So if your point is that the offense isn't good enough and you need the better offensive player. And why are we talking about fit? And why are we talking about positions he can play? They need an offensive upgrade. Go get me Tucker, which I understand that point, but here's my question. That's going to be it. Like, we talk about it can't be Bellinger and that's it. They've got to make changes because the same lineup as last year is not good enough. The bottom of the order is not good enough. Kyle Tucker would be it. They're not going to add any more to the offense if they get Kyle Tucker. Now, again, I'm a proponent of doing more than just Cody Bellinger, and I think that's more feasible. If they do Kyle Tucker plus and bring in more payroll or do different things, okay, I'd be interested in it, I suppose. But, like, I don't think they're going to. And if you're saying that last year's offense and just bringing back Cody Bellinger doesn't make them a good enough offense to go win a championship, are you saying Kyle Tucker does? That swap is enough to make this team a championship contender? Because I'll be honest with you, as much as he's a bet, and this is where I'll get into the crapshoot of the postseason. Because if you tell me that the New York Yankees offense wasn't good enough last year, and when they get into these playoff series, they need a better offense, and that, you know, Cody Bellinger isn't good enough, or bringing back the same offense isn't good enough. Well, what exactly does a swap for Kyle Tucker for Cody Bellinger do for you? Is he a better player over the course of the season? He has been traditionally. Last year, it certainly was a night and day. And over the course of his career, playing a bunch of playoff games, he has played 72 playoff games. 72. Almost half a season. He has hit 233 and has an OPS of 692. That's Kyle Tucker's postseason performance for a team that's played and won a hell of a lot of postseason series with the Houston Astros. And I heard Joel Sherman say this, and I completely agree with him. When the Yankees go to play the Houston Astros, and they have over the course of how many years and how many different postseasons, I have never, ever felt like, man, can't let Kyle Tucker beat you. Or, wow, Kyle Tucker just dominated this game or dominated the series. We've said it about Altuve. We've said it about Springer. We've said it about Correa. We've said it about Alvarez. I don't ever remember thinking, man, Kyle Tucker just kicked our ass. And he's a better overall player, no doubt. He's going to make almost twice as much. And he's got a 692 career OPS in the postseason. If you think, and again, I know you don't like to hear this crapshoot stuff, but if you think suddenly the swap of Kyle Tucker versus Cody Bellinger is going to make this enormous difference in what the offense is, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't think it's such a dramatic upgrade and guarantee that he's going to go off. He could have a miserable postseason. Don't we get it? Like, don't you get it? And I'm not saying, so don't bring in the better players. You should bring in the better players. I get it. But that swap is not changing whether or not the Yankees can win in the postseason or not. Bellinger and him have pretty much similar postseason numbers. Neither of them have been very good postseason players in their career, despite a lot of postseasons and World Series championships. The Yankees have to do a lot to change their order. The Yankees have to add different players and fix the bottom of this lineup. Cody Bellinger allows them to do more. Not only because of the money, but because of his defensive flexibility. You can move, manipulate guys. You can move things. If you get an offer for a Ben Rice that knocks your socks off, then you can do that and put Bellinger at first. You can trade Dominguez. You can trade other outfielders because his ability to be flexible in the outfield. It not only helps you payroll-wise, it helps you flexibility trade-wise. You have to reshape a lot of this offense. If your point is the offense isn't good enough and you can't look at last season and they're a bully offense and they strike out too much and they do all this and come postseason, it's just not good enough. Well, Kyle Tucker doesn't change the offense alone. And he makes it more difficult payroll-wise and flexibility-wise to open it up to changing the entire lineup. Cody Bellinger is priority number one. He helps them in multiple ways. He's going to be much more affordable. Now, we'll see, right? Free agency, he's got Scott Boris. He's had two really good years, 2 years ago, and then this year with the Yankees with a average year mixed in the middle. But he's now had a three-year stretch where at least it has been 3 years where he's a mile away from the unusable player that the Dodgers jettisoned. That player no longer exists. He's had three consecutive really solid Major League Baseball seasons, and two of them were All-Star caliber Major League Baseball seasons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He's played here in New York. He's going to make at least $10 to $12 million less per year. And overall, the course of the contract, he's going to make, I don't know, maybe $200 million less. And he affords you the ability to play him anywhere in the outfield and even at first base if certain things pop up to help the overall team. Kyle Tucker is either a left fielder, and we don't even, you know, we'll see. I'm assuming he can play left field. But he's a right fielder. That's it. He's a good one. But that's it. And the swap between him and Bellinger doesn't put this team over the top. It doesn't. Because like I told, 692 OPS in the postseason. You know who has a better one? Judge. And he's terrible in the postseason. God awful in the postseason. And he's got a better OPS than that. So, like, if it's about winning championships, and it's about building the best overall lineup, yes. If you want to just get bogged down by the idea of we're the Yankees, we sign the best player. We need an outfielder. There's one who's a great hitter. There's one who's a solid hitter. What are we talking about? We're talking about shaping the whole team. We're talking about the parameters of reality in the idea that the payroll is going to have a limit, whether you like it or not, and the idea that his flexibility allows them to be open to a bunch of different possibilities via trade or whatever to set up the team differently. Because if you go into the postseason with last year's team and just swap out Bellinger for Kyle Tucker, 7-8-9 looks the same. Right? You think that's the difference that changes everything for the Yankees? Maybe he goes off. Maybe he goes off and carries them. Is Bellinger incapable of that? Because we have seen lesser players than both of them go off and carry teams. On the open market right now, I would argue Ernie Clement makes a hell of a lot less than either of them and is a lesser player than both of them. And yet, Ernie Clement was a dominant force in the postseason. We can go on and on. They're not one move away from changing this offense to something you'd feel confident in the postseason. They've got to change a couple of different elements of this lineup. And I don't know if they will. And if it's just Cody Bellinger as opposed to just Kyle Tucker, yeah, I suppose that would, you know, I'd rather have Tucker than just Bellinger. But Bellinger affords them to do other things. And they have to do those other things.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.